Welcome to The Chris Hanna Show, your go-to podcast for diving deep into the world of solopreneurship. I'm Chris Hanna. I'm the all-in solopreneur. I've been there and I've done that in the realm of creating multiple one-person businesses. Each episode, I'm here to share with you all the insider tips, tricks, and lessons learned, sometimes the hard way, that have shaped my journey. So whether you're just starting out or you're looking to scale your solo venture, this show is your personal playbook for success. So buckle up and join me as we explore the highs, the lows, and everything in between on the road to successfully winning as a solopreneur. Let's go all in. All right, welcome back to the Chris Hanna Show. Today, I'm talking about the importance of fueling consistent content creation. As you know, if you've been listeners of this show before, I have a company called All In Content, so I believe firmly in the power of content, especially video content. But a question I get asked all the time, and I've been asked this question, I would say for the last almost 6-7 years, whatever it's been since I've been more consistently putting content out on social media, is like, Chris, how the hell do you make so much content, right? Because I will batch create a ton of content across the board. I've got ideas that just always are flowing of things that I can talk about or share across social media. And whether initially I used to talk a lot about leadership, and then I talked about customer experience because that was the realm and the world that I was in. Then, you know, I'd focus a lot more on hiring, especially as I created my company Hire For Me. And then, you know, I've been doing a lot on the video creation side and content creation side, because again, the company that I have that I focus the most on now is All In Content. You know, that there's just so much I can talk about when you know it. And then of course you add in other personal stories, and you know, I love poker and talking about some of that stuff. Like, it makes a world of difference. So creating consistent content, like, I know it's a challenge for many businesses, but I think it's probably one of the most important things that you can do as you're trying to grow a business. Especially, it's going to help with maintaining audience engagement and your rankings from an SEO or search engine optimization perspective. So today's episode, I really want to talk about that process to create consistent content. I'm going to share a little bit more of what I do. I think that might help people understand of how you can create content at scale. And like, here's the thing that I want everyone to know off the hop, right? Like, you can create as much content as possible if you've got obviously the right people and the right team, but you don't need to do that as long as you actually like focus. You can do a lot of it yourself, but it just takes time and effort. Like, and I'm not saying everyone should do it on their own, but I do all of my content creation on my own. I do all of my recording, editing, captioning, all my idea generation, all myself, and I still have time to do it for other people. It just takes a level of intentionality. I think that's more than anything else. That's the critical part. So let's start off here with what I think is really critical from the beginning, is understand your capacity. Like, you need to really truly take a look and see what is your, I guess your content creation capacity is what I'll call it. You know, what's your resources, your time, maybe what kind of, you know, team do you maybe have, and what are the goals that you can do based on that, so you can make sure you don't burn out and that you have a steady stream of content. You know, for some people, maybe they can only dedicate an hour per week in order to create content. Okay, no problem. Like, that's all it needs to be. Some people I know that I work with, they're trying to carve out 8 to 10 hours a week of just content creation for their business to kind of put themselves out there. So you got to find what works for you that doesn't really, you know, take away from the energy that you need to put towards other aspects of your business or your personal brand. It's going to obviously differ for each person, but figuring out what that capacity is, I think, is step one and is critical. The next thing is what a lot of people will talk about, and I don't use the words a lot, but I'm going to use it because everyone again talks about it, is developing that content calendar. You know, it's one of those things that where you're just trying to ultimately plan out your topics. What's the topics? What's the format? How often are you going to be publishing? Understanding what does that strategy look like ahead of time. I think it helps keep you on track if you're working by yourself or you're working with a team, so that you're strategically putting out content that aligns with your business goals and your audience interests. Like, for me, because I've focused so intently now, I'd say now is in the last like year especially, on I'm only really pumping out content that's a mix of some personal stuff here and there, and then everything that's related to my business, I can get away with creating a lot of evergreen content that can work every single day. I do a post every single day. And sometimes I'm doing multiple posts per day across multiple channels per day. You know, at any one week, I probably have 20 to 30 different types of pieces of content that goes out across social media in general. So for me, my strategy is to, again, to be omnipresent and to be everywhere. For some people, it might be they only want to do 2 to 3 posts a day. That's cool. That works for you. That's awesome. You've got to figure out what works. So when you figure out what that strategy is or building out that calendar, then it's about building that content repository. You know, you can create I call it an idea bank more than anything else, but a place that you can write down your ideas, your research, any drafts that you have that you can tap into at any time. I've got a lot of these, you know, in my folders in my Google Drive, where inside here, I will say, okay, here's YouTube video ideas. Here are blog ideas. Here are short form videos. Here are list ideas that I want to do to maybe turn into a carousel post. I've got about 5 or 6 different types of documents that I have everything across. And then sometimes I'll just record all that content as long form videos or short form videos so I can reuse things. Like at any one point, like I guarantee if I went into my folder right now, I'd probably got about 600-700 ideas of videos and other content that I'll want to continue to create. Like I'm always coming up with ideas because I always get inspired. So having a place to put them is critical and that is important. So obviously, like, when I talk about having 600 to 700 different ideas, like what's really, I think, been key to my success is to leverage that content batching process that I just love to do, where you're creating multiple pieces of content at once. So whether it's a single post and you're just going to create the 30 to 50 posts in a day, or you're trying to create, let's say, a bunch of reels and videos, doing them all in one batch, I find, is the most effective way to ensure that you've got content that's ready to go. I'm not going to lie. My content, for my general content that goes out every single day on social media, is completely scheduled for a full year in advance. So at the time of me recording this, I have got another 10 months of the year left that's already pre-scheduled out and already edited, captioned, thumbnailed across the board. Now, am I creating new content? Absolutely. Every week I'm creating new content, and that's going on my YouTube channel, or it's maybe going out in specific videos or specific channels. I'm DMing people using video as well. But like by batching, I was able to get ahead. You know, I batch created 227 videos in one day in late 2023. I took those videos, edited, captioned, got them all down to about 200 that I really, really liked. 23 of them I thought, they could have been better, so I didn't like them. And then I was able to take those 200 and then schedule them across for a number of months and then continue to create more content. And using content I already had. So like, I like to always just get ahead, and I try to do the same and advocate for the same for a lot of the clients that we work with. So again, it could be posts, it could be videos, it could be graphics, whatever it is. Batch creating is the way to go. Now, there are times when you might need help. And so sometimes you need to outsource. And I think I call this outsource when needed. Maybe you don't have to outsource all the time, but maybe there's certain aspects of the process that make sense for you. I have a client that I'm working with right now who we're trying to produce a podcast for him. And I already know that when I start the process of going through and doing the editing, even though I can do it, I'm going to actually outsource that component to somebody else who loves doing the audio editing side, while I can focus on the other aspects of the business. It's going to, yes, cost me money, but it's going to save me time, so then I'm not focusing on it. So yes, hits into the profit margin a little bit, but I can get somebody else who's really an expert in that area focusing on that. It's the same thing if I was going to sit there and do headshots. Well, I'm not a photographer, but I could hire someone to do headshots for some of the clients that I work with. Again, you just got to be smart about what you're going to do. So outsource when needed. It fills the gaps, it maintains quality, and it doesn't overburden yourself. Other thing that's important that I think I need to do more of, to be honest, is repurposing and updating the old content. There's content that I shot back in, say, 2018 that may be still relevant here today in 2024. So maybe taking that content and resharing it or re-recording it can be beneficial, ultimately, to help continue to, you know, reuse that content. Or maybe I should do hey, remember when, or way back when, like one of those messages with that newer, that stuff that, you know, is still relevant today, or go back to the older posts and add new information, make them valuable again. Ultimately, like, you got to keep your creative juices flowing, and that I think requires a level of being curious. I'm going to say being inspired and maybe being informed, because like, you got to keep those creative juices flowing. So like, follow industry trends, attend, whether it's webinars or conferences or networking events, make sure you're reading a lot or engage with other content creators. That's going to spark new ideas and keep your content fresh and relevant. Like, I try on every social media platform to follow a lot of the big influencers that are out there to understand what they're doing, not to copy them, because I think you should create your own, but like, to figure out, okay, is this style beneficial or not? You got to figure it out. Then obviously you're monitoring, you're analyzing, and you're kind of adapting accordingly as your strategy goes, right? Like what resonates with your audience? Where do you need to tweak, make adjustments? Where you need to refocus things? Maybe you need to stop doing certain styles because you know what? The analytics show people are not interested. So again, figuring out what that is, that's important. Lastly, I'll say that consistent content creation, it does not need to be a daunting task. I know a lot of people think that it is, but if you have the right strategies, the right tools, the right mindset, which I think is critical, you can produce a steady stream of content that really engages your audience and supports your business goals overall. Remember though, consistency in content is not just about frequency. It's about delivering value consistently over time. So I'll say this and I'll end with this, that if you're struggling with creating content, you know, feel free to book a strategy call with myself. Always happy to chat about content and, you know, help people figure out what's the plan that fits best for their business or their personal brand and how can they captivate their audience. I talk a lot about video, but obviously there's other ways you can create content, but like boost your consistency with your content. And ultimately you're going to see your audience become more engaged, more informed. And obviously, hopefully they're going to also convert more and that's going to lead to more business for you and you're going to grow. All right, that's it for this week's episode of The Chris Hanna Show. Thank you again for listening and stay tuned for next week for another new episode. And that's a wrap for today's episode of The Chris Hanna Show. Thank you for tuning in and going all in with me on this journey. If you're craving more opportunities to supercharge your solopreneur journey, don't forget to visit allincontent.ca. At All In Content, we're dedicated to providing top-tier content creation and strategy services. We help solopreneurs like you make a big impact with your one-person businesses. We do this through video creation. We not only record, edit, caption those videos, we also schedule them on social media for you so that you have a consistent presence that continues to bring you business month after month after month. Remember, in the world of solopreneurship, your story is your strength, and we're here to help you tell it. Until next time, stay motivated, stay focused, and more importantly, stay all in. I'm Chris Hanna, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Keep pushing boundaries and making waves.